highlighting businesses owned by women at 8:15 on 95.3 The Bull.
How exciting. We're going to talk more business in the 815 owned by women. It's Steve Summers.
And Ryan Sartori.
And also Carolyn Reese is here from Social Vision. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Thank you.
Educate us. What is Social Vision? Are you an eye place for glasses?
No, I'm not. I can see why you'd think that. So I'm actually a marketing agency. I was started in 2017 and established as a business, as an LLC in 2019. We've worked with a lot of local companies. I actually see some of my former clients as signs in this room. So we very much focus on the small to medium sized businesses, working with social media, website, advertising, and then we're starting to move into a more consulting space where we work directly with female entrepreneurs.
This is great. I'm not a female, but I need to know what the juice is. How do I become like TikTok famous? How do I get big on social media? I've been trying to crack this case forever, Carolyn.
So for me personally, if nobody cares about your message, nobody's going to watch your video. It doesn't matter how much you post. It doesn't matter if you're using the most viral sound. It doesn't matter if you have the most high quality video. If you're not using some type of messaging or speaking in a way that people can relate to, it's not going to give that viral essence.
Okay. So would you recommend I start using the word bestie?
I mean, I use bestie, so maybe.
Might capture her attention. Yeah,
I use bestie and babes and boo, so maybe it'll work for you too.
All right, that bestie.
We're talking with Carolyn Reese from Social Vision about owning a business during the month of March, during our highlight of women-owned businesses. There's so many things to do. Why this business of marketing?
So I actually started my career as a physical therapist and then went into healthcare marketing. And that's where I started getting approached by coworkers to do their social media for small businesses. And I've always loved marketing. I've loved social media, and it's grown tenfold over the last 8 years.
And so you decided, well, I'm going to do my own thing then, get my own business.
Yes, it's been amazing having my own business and kind of creating my own rules and being able to work around my schedule in a way that I want to work versus kind of your normal 9-to-5 corporate job.
Speaking specifically to some of the businesses that you've worked with, it is Women's History Month. We are celebrating women-owned businesses in the state line, but you've helped so many other businesses juxtaposed to just having your own business. What's that like to be uplifting to so many here?
In general, I think just whether it's a male or female, I love that I'm helping local businesses. So I'm helping the community that I was raised in. I was raised in Belvedere. So I've lived out here basically my whole life. And being able to provide back to the community is amazing, specifically working with some of the females that I do. One of mine just literally texted me the other day and she goes, I could not imagine making $2,000 in a day. I wanted to make that in a week 9 months ago. And we've been working for 3 months together and I'm making that double that in a week now. So it's the feedback that I get and the impression that I'm giving to them, the education that I give to them, I think is so inspiring for me.
What are some of the biggest challenges you had starting your own business? There's a lot of ladies out there listening in like, I want to do this too now. What's the biggest challenge they're going to face?
So there can be a lot depending on the business.
Sure.
One is definitely make sure if you need contracts, you have the lawyer write it. I did not do that. And I almost lost out on $10,000. So that was scary. And then on top of that, there's going to be some high highs and some very low lows as an entrepreneur. So making sure that you're not being too hard on yourself, you're giving yourself grace, and that when it's a what if, you spin it to be positive. So it's not what if this fails, it's what if this is my key to $1 million.
Yeah, and that's life advice too right there. That applies to all. Now, just to kind of wrap up and make sure that people can get a hold of you, at what stage do you advise somebody in their business or in their quest to become, a personality online? What point do you say, all right, reach out to me at this point, and then how do they get a hold of you?
immediately. Do not wait. Don't make the little mistakes that you can avoid. That's one of my, I don't want to say regrets, but that's one of my biggest learning experiences, is that I could be a lot further today if I would have gotten a mentor or a coach right off the bat. And then if you want to get a hold of me, even if you're kind of at the beginning stages, you're just discussing this, I'm on Instagram at Social Vision LLC. I'm on LinkedIn at Carolyn Vandenbroek. And then I am on my website at socialvisionllc.com.
Well, thank you for coming in, and congratulations. You have your own business now.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.